You're listening to the Mundy Maniacs podcast.
We're back. With a cracking voice. Apparently I'm 13. Okay, we're back with episode number 69 of the Mundy Maniacs podcast as we inch ever closer to 100. That's right. Which is, you know, I guess 31 away. Maybe that's a long time away. Hey guys, I'm Kevin, a Canadian trying to play Mundy here in Penang, Malaysia. And I'm with Sarah and PJ. Or is that PJ and Sarah?
I know which one I prefer.
two
yeah, Americans, I think we all know where my position should be.
Yeah, we do.
So how you guys doing?
Fine and fabulous.
Nice.
Yay, everybody.
Yeah, it's been a little while. We were supposed to record last weekend, but Sarah wasn't feeling well, and we didn't record.
Oh my God. Yeah. Feeling well is not the word for it. Yeah. My gosh. And that's why my voice is so scratchy. The whole family had a rough week, but goodness gracious. Yeah. So needless to say, last week, my Mundy points were really, really bad.
PJ was okay with that.
Yeah, I noticed PJ. Everybody, PJ loves it when I get sick because then he goes, oh, there's my chance.
No. And Sarah doesn't go nuts when I'm out of the country or something. You know, I can't do something. She's out there walking. I mean, there's not a street in her town she hasn't covered. We both do it. In fact, when I felt that she was sick, I didn't increase my speed, but I didn't decrease either. You know, she's already, you know, we've gone at the start of this war, I was 2 million ahead. And then I actually increased the distance to about 2.2 or something. And then she got a million back over the holiday. And now she's got like a quarter of a million back past that. So despite her, woe is me, boo-hoo, I'm innocent Sarah, she is actually chipping away at El Baldo here, making steady progress. I expect that she will overtake me in a year.
Wow. I don't think that's going to happen. Well, really I think sure you're going to be fighting that tooth and nail. I have a feeling you'll be fighting that tooth and nail.
Including the fighting. I think if I didn't fight, she'd overtake me in a month or so. no, but I think she's going to do it. And I'm resigned to that. But, you know, I'm just, you know, call me deep and caring, but I'm more concerned with our friendship and spreading the love of Mundy than I am in personal victory.
Absolutely. I mean, you are a man of the people. I mean, and that's the thing. You care about all those out there in the Mundy world and making sure that they're happy. I understand. Selfless to the end. Mm-hmm. So not dripping with sarcasm at all. So there we go. The play has been a bit slow on your end, Sarah, but we are here in the month of March and the new Clan Wars has kicked off just about an hour and change ago as we start recording this episode on a Sunday afternoon. And so that's for those of you listening, if you are in America or Europe, wherever you may be, where the three of us are in Asia. And for us, the Mundy Day starts in the middle of the afternoon. Yeah. So,
and I like that. I got to say, I enjoy it in terms of work. And Sarah and I both take a regular advantage of this. We can hit once a day destinations twice because we hit it on the way to work. We hit it on the way back. If anything, the premium ones, I don't use at my workplace because they don't help. I use those in my local neighborhood because it's very helpful. But we cap on the way to work. We do our shtick. Yep. our thing. And then on the way back, if the day turns over and we can hit it again, which is wonderful, especially for me, because I work at every day is a almost every day is a different workplace. Mm-hmm. So I'm not bleeding into the next day.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so my Monday I hit twice. I don't need to worry about it. Tuesday's a completely different locale.
Yeah.
So I, you know, it's not like I'm, what is it? Stealing from Paul to rob Mary, or what is that? I'm not good with my cliches. What is that?
Stealing from Paul to give to Ringo.
Even, something like that. It has something to do with the Beatles or Jesus.
Yeah, something to do with the Beatles. The Beatles are a biblical thing. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the point is, so we're both very fortunate, I think all of us, to be in the afternoon because, you know, there are some people. Yep. I found that when I was in California, I hated it because I'd have to go, okay, my bedtime is effectively the change of the day. So have I done it? Whereas I like waking up in the morning knowing I still got time if I've forgotten something. It's almost like a natural built-in alarm clock or a reminder to, hey, did you do everything yet?
Yeah. Yeah, and it's great, especially when you have all the special things like mailboxes and certain things like that. And you're like, wait, did I cap that yesterday? As you wake up in the morning, you realize, oh, I didn't, but I can still cap it. I still have a few more hours to go before, you know, the day changes. So Clan Wars is beginning. Some changes in Clan Wars this month. I listened to the official Munzee podcast yesterday while cooking. So I'm not sure how focused I was. A little bit focused on cooking, but focused on the podcast. But there's some new things happening. Scatters will be counting. Smashing Max will be stuff. And I've got to look at this.
I think the rums.
Yeah, rum
are its own category in and of itself for the first time, which is interesting. I like that.
Yeah.
The scatters I have a love-hate relationship with. So at least now I have a motivation to go out and get them. For the longest time, I have to say I don't go out of my way to get scatters.
Yeah, I leave them on the map. Yeah, once upon a time when the gnomes came out and the scatters were flying everywhere and I had an e-bike, I would get them all. But I have to admit now that I don't have that mode of transportation. I am definitely prone to leave scatters on the map and walk home. I'm like, you know what? Those are about 500 meters out of range in the other direction. And I think I'm going to just say bye-bye to them.
I think that's why they're doing this. They're going to see how much we go. Sarah?
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. So I have my... scrap thing, the one that attracts I have that. I've already kept that. I kept two tree houses that were pretty full, and I already have 350 scatter points, and I didn't go crazies. And for level five, you need 2,000 points. So within my first hour.
Yeah.
It's nothing. So it's going to be no big deal. It's just going to be something you've got to pay attention to. The one that I'm more worried about is the two broken mechs. It'll be interesting to see.
Those are the ones that have been squashed, right? I don't quite get what is a broken mech. They've been squashed. They did
basically get it. I think you capture it the final time. Yeah. You're the final capture.
Oh, okay.
Mm. So yeah, I mean, if it's a mech that can be captured five times, you're the last one to capture it. Yeah.
And then what's going to have to happen is everybody's going to have to keep deploying mechs all month long so that, that you know, that generosity goes around and around and around. So everybody, let's help each other. I don't know how many cogs you have. But let's deploy them. Let's deploy mechs, everybody.
Well, as we are talking, I am currently deploying a scrap star right here on my house.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good.
Got a few of those. I remember, when was it? Last summer 2023, I was groaning about scrap stars because I'd bought a whole bunch of them because they were cheap. And I put them when I was in Osaka. I put them near my Airbnb and they'd never fill up.
Yeah.
even when I magnetized it would take like an hour or like almost an hour, like 45 minutes for it to start to fill. It was like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? They seem to have gotten better.
Well, I think there are more mechs out there now.
I guess that's it.
I'm sorry, Sarah, go ahead. I cut you off.
I was just going to say, it depends on the time of the month, too, because people tend to deploy their mechs at the beginning of clan wars. As the month goes along, then there's less and less.
Yeah.
You just need to get on to the water cooler and wine and just say, hey, everybody, let's not forget to deploy some mechs. I need mechs. I just think people forget about it.
We all need them.
So
we all need them this month. Yeah.
You were all going to need them this month. So we're going to have to help each other. It's not just a clan wars. It's going to be a community war to help each other get what we need. So
community clan wars. Cool. Well, I mean, I guess I personally haven't had a lot of excitement to share. Almost got attacked by a pack of monkeys yesterday. I guess that was kind of, it wasn't really Munzee related, but I thought of that when I was thinking, I guess, walking around, and I'm thinking about one of my tree houses that's often monkeys around. It was that same area. I was happy to walk around like a fool staring at my phone, and I was really into my phone, and I looked up and I found myself standing essentially amidst a group of about 20 monkeys, macaques, all around me, and they hadn't noticed me either. And one of the big males turned around and saw me, and I scared the hell out of it. It jumped and then came at me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I yelled at it. It hissed at me, and we were all angry, and I grabbed some rocks and threw rocks at them. This is life in the jungle countryside.
You know, it's different where I always complain about living in the urban jungle, but we don't actually have the monkeys.
We'll have
an occasional crow attack, and that's about the extreme.
My wife was attacked by one of those actually about 2 weeks ago as well. It's nesting season here for them. Yeah. In front of my daughter's piano school, she had a crow come at her and whacked her in the head with its little claw, not talons. Those are like eagles and things have those. Little claws, little feet, but left a bump on her head. But So I had that happen. And aside from that, it was cool. There was a visitor, a Munzee playing visitor came to Penang. Which was cool. A player, I reached out to the player and said hello, and they were visiting from Finland. The player was here, just capped a few, nothing serious, just some of the virtuals. But then I looked, and he or she has more than 6 million points and is a member of a clan. So, possibly they do a little more than dabble, but yeah, so it was pretty neat. And, they captured one of my Skylands and just some of the virtuals throughout the island. So it was cool to see. So I just, again, reached out to them in the app and said hello and welcomed them to Penang, Malaysia. And, they made a comment that they're coming from Finland, and it's really hard to deal with the heat here. And, yes, I can sympathize, because that's one of the things that makes it hard to play the physical game for me, for sure, is getting out there in the heat, because it can really wear you down. And it's getting hotter right now. It's like a hot season ramping up. So it went from the high 30s Celsius into the 40s now. So yay. Good times. So, I guess, Sarah, not really anything new for you, because you've been down.
I've been down. Yep. I'm not much going on. Just capping the stuff from my bedroom.
Well, there you go. And then PJ, you've been out there moving around. I've been seeing you.
Yeah, just my neighborhood and stuff. Yeah, because I'm working from home, as you know. Semester's done, so I'm just working at home, working on syllabi and schedules, things like that. So yeah, I'll go out twice a day, once in the morning or once mid noonish. And then I'll usually go out if it's not too cold before bedtime. But it's been awfully cold of late, 5 degrees, 6 degrees Celsius and windy. So that's not the feel like temperature. It's colder. And we even had snow yesterday, only for about 5 minutes in Osaka. I was out Munzeeing. And I'm going, gosh darn it, I don't like this at all.
Amazing. We're both miserable, but in very ways.
Yesterday was the first time I went and walked the dogs for a long walk since I've been sick. And we were just going to go for a little one, but then it started to snow. And then we kept walking because we were really far away from home. And then it started to hail.
Oh,
then the sun came out. And then it started to snow again, and then the wind picked up, and yeah, it was a pleasant walk. Yeah, it's been crazy spring weather here.
It has. Yeah, the cherry blossoms are already out in parts of Japan, which is funny because it's cold now, but early January was quite warm, and I think it set the flowers early. And poor tourists, because a lot of tourists come to Japan in April, end of March, beginning of April, for the cherry blossom season.
Yeah.
And it's already happening in some spots. So, and then it's yet cold. So it's weird. It's the increased average temperature is has moved the schedule forward, but it's actually quite cold this week. So it's a little bit weird to say, but it's weird times for Munzee out in the neighborhood. I mean, first world problems.
Yeah. No, definitely. Oh, yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to put this out. I was listening, as you were yesterday, to the podcast, and the official podcast, and that's great. But I wanted to actually comment on the one before, the one they put out, I think, the 22nd or 23rd.
Okay.
Last week. I really appreciated that. That was the one where they kind of stopped the normal pattern, and basically Craig and Rob just went through the greenies and the new login and the, all of these things. And, you know, a few weeks ago, a couple of, I don't know how long ago, it seems like a while back, we had this one where I was very emotional and quite upset. And to this day, I'm still not happy with greenies, although the filter takes care of 99% of my issue because I just don't see them. I still cap them because I know where they are in my neighborhood, but I don't have to see them, which I love. But what I appreciated about that, I mean, I was emotional when we had that podcast, and I don't apologize for my feelings. I think we're all entitled to our feelings, but I actually went a little too far. I was nervous about Rob and MHQ and stewardship of the game, and I waxed poetic as I do in my curmudgeonly way. But I felt that hearing them on the 23rd, Rob, you know, walked us through what they were thinking and why there are some of these changes. And again, even though it's still not a move I would make myself, I felt a lot better in terms of, okay, well, they are doing what we've been asking for the last year, trying to think strategically, trying to make the game evolve. And I got to say, I just wanted to apologize then because I do feel... rest assured that there is a direction they're heading, even if I don't like every policy. No one would. I mean, you can't manage a game with this many players and this kind of variety of play without every policy. Some people are going to love, some people are going to hate, some people are going to just get, you know, grumble and move on. But I just, it was more than just the policy. I was worried that it was done, what's the word, without thought or spontaneously. And I just, it was very reassuring to hear them talk about it. They spent the whole podcast talking about that and the single login, which I'm in favor of. But it would be just going through what they were thinking and why was very helpful. I do read the blog, but I got to say it doesn't sit in my head. Whereas hearing it, I'm a very auditory kind of learner, and hearing it was very helpful. So I just wanted a shout out to Rob, and I appreciate that. Just talk. I mean, they don't have to. It's their game. They own it. They don't have to. But I appreciated explaining the thought process a little bit more. It kind of helped me, if not like it, at least learn to live with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just wanted to say thank you because I did appreciate that.
Yeah, that's very cool. No, I listened to that episode as well. And I mean, there was a, so to speak, a kind of a laundry list of grievances that many players had, all very quite varied, everything from the greenies to the additional Google Map feature with a fee and the dual logins and all kinds of very different things that were very, people were very passionate about. Like we all agree that none of us could care less about the maps thing really so much, or you and I, NBA PJ. The dual login doesn't affect any of our play. We could care less about that. Greenies obviously really did have an effect on you. But for someone like me and my map, the way I play, I was like, yeah, that's cool. That's fine. You know, so, but yeah, no, it's very cool. And that's one of the things I do like about now having this additional podcast out there. Obviously, we are not affiliated with MHQ. We are just three players ourselves who enjoy the game and live in a very, I guess, different part of the world than most players. There's not a lot in Asia. And the way we play, the way we see the map, the game is quite different, I think, than a lot of players coming from Finland or Florida or Minnesota. Mm-hmm. And we're sharing our experiences. So it's great to hear that voice come from MHQ. And Sarah would often, I remember when I was part of the clan with you guys, she would read the blog and let us know what was going on. But I think there are so many people like us who, even if we do kind of go through it, there's the stuff we miss or stuff. But I mean, you know, it's great to hear the kind of ins and outs of the game design and to know that is not willy-nilly.
Yeah.
There's more to it. And there is a long game or a longer game than we expect, or not that we expect, than we maybe sometimes in the frenzy of a change, and we're not too excited. We're like, why do they do this? But there is a plan, right? And there is a reason. But yeah, so that I agree with you, PJ. It's nice to hear that. So I look forward to, and I also enjoy hearing them constantly joking about W. Helen, or is it Whalen?
Yeah, that was funny. W. Helen
is constantly.
I feel sorry for him.
Apparently, he doesn't like that. So yeah, that's.
Well, that's what you get when you're up at number one or thereabouts on a regular basis.
Yeah, yeah.
People know who you are, and we snicker. Yeah,
exactly. You get when you're the champ, when you're wearing that gold belt, you know, around the waist. People want a piece of that belt. But it's I gotta admit, I get pretty envious listening to them talk about all the travel they're going to be doing to go to different events and stuff like that. I wish I had kind of I had an infinite bank account where I could just dip in and hop over. Gosh, I get enough holidays, but I don't have any money. So I'm just at home. But it'd be cool to be able to hop to those places. It would be a lot of fun. So yeah, guys. So is there anything you guys have any plans for this month aside from just grinding out the clan wars? That's all I have. I'm just me and Batman Kai and my son. We're gonna just, you know, I think we tend to it seems that we can comfortably get to level 3 the last 2 months. Yeah. We've been able to get comfortably to level 3, get those rewards. I have to admit, I have not looked at the requirements yet, really. But yeah, that's okay.
I don't know if Sarah will give you advice anymore now that we're competing clans. You'll have to.
We're not really competing, are we?
Yeah, we are, though, because we're a casual clan. I mean, we hit 5 regularly, but I don't think anyone in our clan would mind if we hit 3 or 4. It's really just what we can do. But it's having Sarah. I don't even look at the list when it comes out now, because I know she's going to go, PJ, I want you to focus on this and don't forget about that. And I go, okay, that's what I need to know. She's like our traveling secretary. She's planning what we got to do. And it's helpful because it's complicated.
Oh, yeah, by the way.
Go ahead.
By the way, you need to go find yourself some rums, okay? So,
That I'm on. I'm going to buy a bunch and place a bunch and cap a bunch. So, we've got the month. I don't think it's going to be but I am aware of that because I was listening to the official podcast. It's on my
thing
to pay attention to. So,
yeah,
I will do it. Don't worry. Don't want to get Sarah upset with me, because I tell you, she runs a tight ship.
Yeah, the rums were like they'd be a challenge for me and Kai possibly. And then I see the mech points, because that's the end of the day when you only have two people in a group, it becomes a bit more challenging. I'm looking here. Yeah, we'll
did
have
you
to see.
Get Kai to join your clan, or are you clan of one or clan of two now?
No, clan of two. It's me and Kai.
Okay.
It's me and my son. Yeah, yeah. Well, it's the two of us. There's no way like I could. I mean, that's, you know, this month, I don't know, maybe it'll be a level 2 month. I'm looking at this, and it's the group challenges, which are the tricky part for us, because there's only two of us, and we do have a very small playground, so to speak. Like, I've only got 5 tree houses and 2 skylands, and then I put like a scrap star. So at the beginning of every clan wars, I'll always put out like a temp, maybe a couple attempts, like one, and then that goes, I'll put out another one. So then we basically have got like 8 destinations, but without like a third or fourth person in the clan, it tends to be like the total points, like the group total points and stuff, are just too far out of reach.
Well, why don't you advertise on the clan group or the water cooler? Because there's a lot of people that like to play at the 2-3 range.
Yeah, may do that.
Yeah, because you just need to find someone who's in your range. That way you don't feel the pressure you felt with us.
Yeah. Because we were all kind of similar. And then you guys, just as your maps grew and you started spreading out more destinations all around the area where you work, and you have that advantage of a long commute. Both of you have that, where I never had that, even in my last place when the app would work. I'm still just a short ride away from school. So, yeah. Sarah, I'm sorry. What were you going to say, Sarah?
Oh, I was going to say, you know, most of them, except for those broken mechs, which you just need to just, you know, use your scrap star to get those. Everything is a point thing. And next week is a mega event in California. Get those deployments out right now, because there's a ton. I mean, I deployed all my stuff yesterday, my regular stuff. I'll put my cards out later. But I would get your deploys out today, because it's going to start filling up.
Filled up. I put my 30-day temps out, but I'll put my cards out tomorrow.
Mm. Yeah. Like, so deploy some flat friends and deploy a couple jewels. If you've got a Zodiac, put a Zodiac out. Everything is points.
And I have all those things. Yeah. I have all those things in my inventory. Yep.
Yeah. You need evolution bouncers. Just go put one of each of those, and then see where you land after that mega event next weekend. You should.
True. I'll do that.
You should be happy.
I'll do that. I'll sit down with Batman Kai, the old laptop, and have him deploy a few things too. Because he's too busy playing other games. Like, I can't compete with Fortnite and all the other stuff. So I'll have to, like, Kai, can you come here for a couple of minutes and I want you to deploy some stuff here. Log into my laptop. Go.
Yes, Dad.
Yeah, Dad. Hurry up, man. I gotta meet some friends and play Fortnite in a few minutes from now. Right on, guys. Well,
my sister's coming.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What do you have planned for her?
My sister's. Yeah, we have spring break in a couple weeks. Our end of the school year is next week. My oldest son is graduating from junior high school as well.
Wow.
And he passed his high school test so he gets to move on. Yay. I mean, most people probably don't know, but in Japan, compulsory education ends for junior high school.
Mm-hmm. Ninth grade.
But in this time, this day and age, ninth grade. In this day and age, if you want to go to high school, there's a high school for everybody. Sure. So, but he got into a good high school, and my sister's coming. My sister has never been to Japan, and she's coming with her husband and her adult middle son and his wife. So we'll be doing the tourist thing that last weekend of May, or not May, March. So it'll be kind of fun to go in Munzee and Hiroshima. We're going to go do Nara. We're going to go to Kyoto. We're going to do a ton of different stuff. So getting to Munzee in Hiroshima will be a first for me, because I know we deployed a bunch for you guys last summer, Kevin.
Yeah.
So it'll be kind of fun to get in there and do some.
Yeah, I deployed some. I deployed some around there too. So it'll be cool to have you guys cap those. That'll be
quite unique. A few local players have gone or go to Hiroshima regularly. So the Kings have put out, one of the Yao players puts out there, and we've put there for Kevin. So I think you got tons of stuff there. But it'll be nice to, you're right. When we half out of boredom, I just deploy all over Japan, not just in the Kansai area. And a lot of our stuff just sits there because, you know, we didn't, haven't been there yet. So it's nice to visit a place that you have populated and see what, you know, cap some of the stuff that other people put out.
Yeah. Kind of what I've got going on this month.
Cool. Well, it sounds like it's going to be busy and fun.
I yes. was planning to go to Waka. Like, go ahead.
No, I'm finished. Go ahead.
I would just say I was planning to go to Wakayama, but a financial loss or an unexpected a financial situation means that I'm going to have to put that trip off till maybe late March. Yeah. I was expecting to get my tax refund early because I applied early, but it looks like I'm not going to get it for a couple more weeks. So I'm breathing. Like you, Kevin, I'm living the domestic life. And trying to keep my money at a minimum. But I will eventually go to Wakayama. But before we ended, I wanted to bring up for our listening audience, Sarah and I completed our first treaty that ended on the 15th of, actually 2 weeks ago. We had a, back then we were very strict, no magnets whatsoever. And only three temps deploys, temps or cards, but three temp deploys per event. And we stuck to that. And then so the treaty ran out on the 15th. And we've been renegotiating a new one. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong here, Sarah, but I think we're pretty happy with the new one. And we're going to say five magnets a week. Now, is that a seven-day week, right? Sarah?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, that's what we'll do. If we start today, if we make it a formal agreement, we're in. Yep. And since we both already placed at the Monday Madness already, we both did it. So if we agree now, it's easy to say no more than three temps at any event. And then our magnets are reduced to five for the seven-day period. We were very strict before, and I thought that was maybe too much. So hopefully, I just like the idea of having us having these little treaties because it does, it not only checks our behavior in terms of spending, but it kind of checks our attitude a bit too, which is probably a good thing.
Probably a really good thing. It was probably a good detox.
Yes.
To just go cold turkey.
Yeah.
But then towards the end, you're just like, this is too much. one a day is probably okay. It's kind of how I felt, but okay. But yeah. I think it was a really good reset.
Do you want to go a month on this or how long do you want to go?
Yeah,
let's do a month.
That's a month is good.
Kevin, you are the witness.
Yeah, I'm the witness, and everyone else listening right now. And you know, ironically enough, as you guys were doing that, I went to Munzee Madness online. I've just deployed three jewels and three flats and a temp virtual, just right now. Boom.
Yeah,
that's all there. Because I mean, God, it's like they've got 50 right now marked as.
Is it already over 50? Wow! Because when I deployed, it was in the upper 40s.
It's 50 right now. So this is Sunday afternoon, our time. They've got 50 right on. So. It is technically now a mega. So, cool. So
they counted on the ones that actually cap the event. So those people have to actually show.
Yeah. True.
So you never know. Let's not jinx it, but, I'm hoping because I like that. If you notice, they've got the four or five events over, it's in two locations. So they keep going back and forth. I like that in terms of deployment because one's in a park and one's on that main street or whatever. It was nice. Because it was a little easier in terms of, instead of just deploying to four separate events, I deployed, four different locations at the same event because it's going to be there twice, each one. So that was nice that I could spread it out. Because sometimes I put it out and then, you know, I'm getting three and then I see Sarah there and she's got 70 hits on one. And I'm thinking, I need to be strategic in where, not just deploying at the event, but where you deploy.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, they were saying on the official podcast? Was it last week or the week before that some people have figured out if you deploy cards 7 days before the event starts, that spot will be open up again. Mm-hmm. And you can, that way you get people who show up a little early and then that's you show up. But you've got to be really disciplined because that spot will go missing quick.
That's crazy.
So I haven't gotten that far, but I do like my. I like my temps for a buck.
Yeah, I haven't either. Yeah.
I find that so great to have that 30 days. I put those out a week in advance. The cards I'll only put out two or three days in advance. But it's hard because, as you guys know, those spots fill up.
Well, that's already like I look at the Muncie Madness. So the Muncie Madness 13 right now, the one in the park. I just clicked on it now while you guys are talking, and like it's already filling up with cards.
Yeah, it's
already several hundred cards there.
Block a block.
Yeah.
I unfortunately, I don't have any regular virtuals anymore. I've been putting them out fast and furious.
Yeah.
So I normally used to have a store up that I could put for an event like this, but I'm going to have to just stick to the temps and the cards.
Right on. Cool.
Philippi.
All right. Anything else, Sarah?
No, I'm good to go, everybody. Cool. We've got another fun one coming up, though, but we're not going to tell you who it is. So.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to listen.
We will have a guest in the future, near future. All right, cool, guys. Well, thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Don't forget to leave a rating, a review, wherever you listen to the podcast. Come on over and join the Muncie Maniacs Facebook group. Links are in the show notes. And you can find the three of us on Instagram. And the links are all in the show notes as well, right?
And you guys are,
and Sarah's yawning a lot right now. So I think it's a mid-afternoon yawning. Means it's
well, you know, the sun sets early now, and it's already in sunset. It's not even five yet, and we're in the golden time.
Okay.
And I don't know about her, but lately we've had, you know, it'll be raining for 20 minutes, and then it's clear for an hour, and then raining for 5 hours, and clear for 10 minutes. It really kind of throws your rhythms off, so that I'll go out. I'll go out at 1 a.m. to Muncie because the whole day was rainy. There was nothing else to do. So I don't know about her, but I get tired all. It's not my normal work a day cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take a nap after this.
Nice. Okay. Well, it is Hina.
I already took a nap. So
it's Hina Matsuri today, which is Girls' Day in Japan. And since you know, my wife is Japanese and my daughter's half Japanese, we'll be celebrating Hina Matsuri. So my wife is preparing a lovely homemade cake for her, and we'll be having sushi tonight. Chirashi sushi? Is that right? Yeah. So with special sushi for the event. So that's what we'll be having next or coming up. So it'll be a good evening, and then back to work tomorrow. Yay!
Woo-hoo. Yay.
So excited! Yeah! Yay! All right, guys. Well, take care and have an awesome week. Yes.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thank you.
You too.